on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn. Sooner or later, gotta
cut you down. Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you in Madison on Devil Radio, 92.7 FM and WTTN 1580 AM. And in Waukesha on the Shaw, 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits and all points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. You're going right to the front lines of history in the making, and there was a lot of it made. And I'm going to start with those hearings. I should say that the first of several broadcasts of the hearing of the January 6th Commission that was aired last night, aired for 2 hours, 8 to 10 Eastern Time, 7 to 9 Central Time. I watched every minute of it. The next one's Tuesday. There will be a number of them. Watch them if you can. Watch them if you can. I'll tell you, Benny Thompson, the chairman, was magnificent. Liz Cheney, the vice chair, was magnificent. It was the most compelling piece of television on this subject I have ever seen. And one of the good things is every major station except Fox broadcast it live without interruption. ABC, CBS, NBC, PBS, CNN, and MSNBC with little or no interruption. Only Fox did not. And what they did is they had their hosts comment saying it was dull, it was boring, but by the way, we're not going to let you see it. Sean Hannity and Laura Ingraham, you remember, were the ones who had texted Mark Meadows during the insurrection saying that Trump had to stop it. This was terrible. This was going to destroy all of his accomplishments, such as they thought they were, his legacy. People were going to get hurt. Stop it, stop it, stop it. This is Sean Hannity and Laura Ingraham. Well, he sung a different tune last night. He's reported as saying, it's dull, it's boring. Wait a minute, are you the Sean Hannity who was so alarmed that you texted the chief of staff, Mark Meadows, in the middle of it, saying that this was terrible, it was going to destroy things, people were going to get hurt, he had to call it off, and he had to spend the next 4 years just attacking irregularities in elections? Or is that a different guy? No, it's not a different guy. It's the same guy. And in the law, when you look at evidence, simultaneous recollections to the event, the closer the recollections are to the event, the more trustworthy they are. It was frankly disgusting to have a network that calls itself Fox News do that. But let me get into the hearing. This is, if you did not see it, and even if you did, I want to go over a few things. First of all, some of the people, and I'm talking about Bill Barr and Ivanka Trump in particular, who for months, now for a year, have come under justifiable criticism for everything they did to enable Trump, they at the end saved themselves. They had no desire to plead the fifth. They had no desire to blow off the subpoena like somebody like Steve Bannon or Peter Navarro. And Bill Barr, Crooked William Barr, Attorney General, the guy that lied about the Comey investigation, the guy that enabled Trump along the way and his impeachments and everything else, finally at the end threw Trump under the bus. And there was video that I had never seen before, and no one apparently had ever seen until the January 6th committee got it in the form of depositions and just releasing it. And he said the election was not rigged. It was crazy to say it was. I told Trump that he can't continue with this, and he resigned on December 23rd, 2 days before Christmas and 2 weeks before the insurrection. That was Bill Barr. Ivanka Trump, you know, this is her father, so they asked her what she thought about it, and she said, well, I saw what Bill Barr had to say, and I trust Bill Barr. obviously to the extent that there was not fraud in the election. The most compelling witness, and I'll tell you, it was breathtaking, was a police officer named Carolyn Edwards. Now, Carolyn Edwards is a Capitol Police officer, graduate of the University of Georgia, career police officer, Capitol, she guarded the Capitol. She said she had been involved in restraining 100 or so demonstrations, highly trained. She said, I couldn't believe it. This mob came up and they asked about numbers. She said, well, I mean, there were hundreds and there were five of us, five against hundreds at the first perimeter around a bike rack. And they charged her. She said that she's called names. She was called Pelosi's dog. She was called, they started to shout taunts at the police officers, like, how much do you make? I bet you got your paycheck all through the pandemic. Well, they were working all through the pandemic to guard the Capitol, And when she stood tall and she said, it was very, very poignant. She said, my uncle, actually, it was her grandfather. She comes from a family, I think, of veterans, but it was her grandfather during the Korean War who fought at the Battle of the Chosin Reservoir, one of the toughest battles in the Korean War. My Uncle Jerry Monahan, 21 years old, also fought in combat and career as a Marine and was wounded, but her grandfather got wounded too. She said, I'm proud of my grandpa, and I hope he's proud of me because I stood up. Well, here's what happened to her. She gets hit over the head with a bike rack, for Pete's sake. She said they were holding onto the bike rack. That was what, their barrier to this mob? And she gets hit over the head. She falls back, hits her head on the concrete, becomes unconscious. An officer revives her, and she gets up to go to another perimeter to guard this mob, a handful of cops against the mob. And she is pepper sprayed in the face. And she said, we're trained to do what to do with that. Pepper spray is very serious. So it temporarily blinds you and you turn red and you have to be decontaminated. Another officer following protocol took her to be decontaminated. And as she was being decontaminated, somebody in the crowd tear gassed her. She's recovering from her injuries. But, you know, you hit your head on the concrete. And, you know, you go down like that. First of all, you get hit over the head with a bike rack. A bike rack. Next time you fasten your bike to a bike rack, think somebody picks it up, a bunch of guys hit you over the head with it. That could have killed her. And then she falls and hits her head. You can get a concussion, and it may not show up right away. And it may impact your longevity, frankly. She was restrained. She was deliberate. And she was magnificent. She was magnificent. Then there was a videographer, a guy making a documentary. He was not part of the insurrection. He was a British guy making a documentary about Trump. So he goes around to all these rallies showing everything that goes on. He figures this is just another rally. Suddenly, he's separated from everybody in his group. They said to him, on the Proud Boys, for instance, how many of them were there? Because he had been embedded with them. He had interviewed them. He said there were a couple of hundred. And in his deposition, he'd said about 250. And these were people on the Oath Keepers, many of them with military training, who did a formation that they described as a stack. If you look at the videos, it looks like just a mob milling around. I remember during student riots during the Vietnam War, yeah, there are a bunch of kids out there shouting and milling around. But people with military training go single file through a crowd. They call it a stack. And you can just see it. And these guys, you know, there's this mob milling around. And suddenly you see a lot of guys sort of single file holding on to each other, piercing through the crowd that way to get to their destination. It also came out that a lot of these Proud Boys, the ones that led this thing, had left the Trump rally early to go to the Capitol and scout out defenses. So, yes, Trump and Giuliani and Mo Brooks and Don Trump Jr. and the rest of them lathered up the crowd, but this had been planned in advance. The people that were out there scouting had planned in advance. And then when the mob showed up, everybody was shouting, everybody in the police, where are the Metropolitan Police? Where are the DC police? They finally came. But it turned out that Donald Trump would not call the National Guard or the Army. So Pence did. General Milley. And then he got a call back from Mark Meadows trying to countermand it, saying only the president can give that order. And the president was in the White House chuckling. The crowd was yelling, hang Mike Pence, hang Mike Pence. And, you know, Trump chuckled and he said, well, maybe he deserves it. This is what, his own vice president deserves to be murdered? And their people want Trump to be president again in 2024? 2024, his own vice president. It was a very important, magnificent presentation, far more riveting to me than Watergate or the historically where I've seen the McCarthy hearings. You've got to watch this. The next one is Tuesday. We're going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-789. A lot more back after the break.
We gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.